WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Doug Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station.
Good evening and welcome to the Sanford Center and the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner right here on the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team getting set to open up the season this weekend. They will host Arizona State Friday and Saturday. And the namesake of this event, Coach Tom Ceratori. It's been 3 years since we had one of these in person, Tom.
Well, we had 2 years off, Schultzy, so yep, 3 years. And 16th annual, that means we would have started this in 2004. I thought it was 2005 or 6, but 2004 we started the Schultz, and we've had this at a few different locations.
I know your players are excited to start. Coaches are always a little nervous this time of year, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. It's always a little bit of the unknown. I think that's probably the best way of putting it, and because every year is a different team. And there's always different obstacles, different challenges, but there's also enthusiasm, excitement. And we have so many young players and new players, and that's always exciting as well. So we've really enjoyed the early going and the preseason, and we're excited for Friday night.
This offseason, you promoted the guy sitting right next to you to associate head coach, Travis Winter. What all went behind that?
Well, I just think it was time. I mean, you know, and Gibby and I talk about it a lot of times. I mean, Travis has just done an unbelievable job since he's been here. I mean, he wears so many different hats for the program. And, of course, Gibby's a former captain. Travis is a former captain. And I just think, again, he's earned it. I think Travis Winter is one of the best out there in his craft and his profession. And that, to me, was just a sign of telling him thanks for everything he's done for Beaver hockey.
How important is it to have a staff stay intact?
I think it's good that they stay intact, but I also think change is healthy too. So I don't. Again, you can talk to any coach, and they're going to give you, you know, different rationale or any leader. I mean, we have a lot of people in here who are, again, they're heading their own company. We have, you know, what, President Hoffman over here. So I mean, it's good to have continuity. There's no question about it. But also sometimes too, change is good, and you know, a different voice is healthy. So I think it goes both ways, Schultzy. You know, it's good to have it, but also anytime you have change, there's always obviously new ideas, and there's always some exciting times there too. So,
Tom, I asked you about this as it happened, so now I'm going to ask Travis because I don't believe that I have asked you about this. I think we all can remember what happened the last time the Beavers played and how goofy of an ending that was. Did you ever see anything like that as a player, Coach?
No, never, probably won't see that happen again, I'm guessing. So
that's why they changed the rule, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Travis, what's the off-season been like for you?
Say that?
What's the off-season been like for you?
It's been good. I mean, we've obviously been doing a lot of recruiting and practice planning and season planning for the year, and also spend some good time away and recharging, and I think that's really important. And you know, I can't speak for the whole staff, but like I'm ready to go and excited for the year, and you know, can't wait for Friday night.
I don't think there's any doubt that the defensive core is certainly the most experienced part of this team. Maybe leaning on them early. What are you expecting out of this group?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. We've got a lot of experience back there, some guys that have played a lot of games in really important minutes, you know, specialty minutes, last minute of game minutes, hard minutes against other teams' top players. So we're really experienced back there, which is great. We like our young guys, too, back there, and definitely one of the strengths of our team, and we're really excited about that group.
Gibby, I've always been to bring a dictionary with me when I ever see you, because the definition of retired means you quit working. You retired 3 years ago and you haven't stopped since.
What's your point?
Once a Beaver, always a Beaver, right?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I signed on for 5 months when Eddie left, and it's been just such a great pleasure working with his staff, working with our team, and how can you walk away from a great experience like that? It's all about the people, and at the top, you know, like Tom's talking about Travis. Travis is one of the best. He's bright, hardworking, talented, and more important, good family man and a really good person. And that goes a long way. And same thing with Coach Serratore. You know, I worked for his brother, Frank, for 4 years. I had a 4-year sentence at Denver. And they're different. They're brothers, but they're different.
Nobody's recording this other than the radio, right?
Frank never says anything outlandish, does he? But Tom's a wonderful person to work for, and it's been great. And the players, as you're finding out at your tables, they're world-class people and really good hockey players, but really, really good people. And I think in today's world, you need good people to win, and we have great kids in our program right now.
Tom, what makes Gibby so good out on the recruiting trail?
Well, it's called experience. I'll use a Coach Peters line. The one thing you can't get at the supermarket is experience. And I love that when he said that about 40 years ago, and I use that probably 10 times a year. But he's got experience. He knows what a player is. He knows what a good person is. And he's connected. He's got passion. He's got work ethic. There's a reason Gibby's one of the best, and he's been around a lot of years, and he's worked for a lot of great people, and he's worked for a lot of great programs. So he thinks outside the box, and I think anybody, if they want to have any success, you have to think outside the box, and Gibby does that. He's been a joy to be around. He's been good for me. He's been good for me, and he's been good for Travis, and you know, we have a good laugh at about 3 times a day, don't we, Gib? You know, so. And it's good. Hey, two guys who are captains in this program, and it's really fun to be with them every day.
New member, 2-year staff. How important to this team's success is that video coach and getting everything tagged correctly, and so that intermissions, post game, week leading up to games, everything is the way you guys need it as far as the video is concerned.
Well, and there's Dylan right there doing it all. And he's a volunteer coach. And if you take a look at our volunteer coaches, and Wentz, you might be able to, you know, tell me a little bit more as far as how quick where some of these guys are at. But if you take a look at our volunteer coaches over the course of the last 10 years, and they're our ops person, and they're our volunteer coach, and they're in charge of the goaltenders, they kind of choose their craft. Which side do they want to go? Do they want to be a video coach, or do they want to be a hockey coach? And we've had, again, over the course of the last 10 years, I don't know, probably 40% of them maybe go video route, 60% go the coaching route. And, hey, who we had last year, Eric, who we had last year is with the Grand Rapids Griffins, the American Hockey League, for the Detroit Red Wings. I mean, so it's like a player playing in the American Hockey League. He got a job in the American Hockey League. He'll get to the NHL quicker than we will, I can tell you that. And we have a guy who's the number one video coordinator for the Edmonton Oilers. I mean, we have somebody who's another person in the American Hockey League who's a coach. We have somebody who's coaching junior hockey, and Justin Hale. So these positions have been outstanding, and it's on the job learning, and it's for 8 or 9 months you're working
a lot.
Dylan's working 7 days a week. He's working 7 days a week for no pay. But it'll pay off. I just say, like, at the end of the day, it's like studying abroad, and that's how you get. It's an unbelievable internship, and they've really been they've done well for themselves. And this guy's a rock star. I mean, Dylan's a rock star, and doesn't take long to know when you have a talented person. No, it doesn't take long to know when you have a talented person. And Dylan's got a boatload of talent. And the one thing about Dylan, he does it both. He's got the video side down, and that takes a while. It takes a while to learn. You just don't learn it in a week. And he's got that figured out, and he's confident coaching, and he's confident. We have him watch a lot of players on Instat. He's confident with the players that he's looking at, and No, he's gonna be really good, and we had a home run there.
Dylan, what is your background, and what intrigued you about this job?
So I kind of grew up in a non-hockey market, just in Maryland, and not too many NHL players coming from Maryland. So I kind of grew up, did my whole junior thing, went to small Division III college in Maryland, and got a job with a junior team in Maryland, actually. And the job posted, and I knew a guy who had taken this job years and years ago, and he couldn't say enough great things about the town, the coaching staff, and I kind of threw my resume out there and just kind of as a hope and prayer and to get into Division I coaching, and luckily enough, I got the job, and I can't thank all three of these guys up here enough for the opportunity they've given me and kind of the trust that they put in me already.
What Tom said, you've got confidence in evaluating players and such. Where did that come from?
Just comes from watching hockey over and over again. Even when I was not scouting, I kind of have this infatuation with watching kids on Instat or even looking at their elite prospects, and it's kind of instead of going home and watching Netflix, I go home and watch kids play hockey, whether it's in the middle of nowhere, Sweden, or in Minnesota.
Well, taking this job and working for the staff that you are working for, I think you can cancel that Netflix subscription because you're not going to be watching that until maybe April. Tom, quickly, what can the fans expect out of ASU this weekend?
Well, I mean, they're deep up front. That's the biggest thing. They're deep up front. They've got a really good. They got a good power play there. They got a lot of skill up front. And they're a team that's they're seasoned, they're experienced, and I think it's going to be a great challenge for us. It's going to be an exciting weekend, and I think the biggest thing is we're not as worried about Arizona State right now. We're worried about the Beavers, and I think that's probably the best way of putting it. Schultz, we have a small sample size. We watched a little bit of video against them last weekend against UMD, but I think more importantly, it's all about us. We have 11 new players. And I told a good buddy of mine today called me, and I said, it's weird. Like the last couple of years, I think we've managed our team. But this year, we're probably coaching more because we have such a young group. And that's probably the best way of putting it. You know, you're managing your group. When you have experience like last year and 2 years ago, which we were very experienced, you managed them. And, that's what we did. And this year, we have some of our leaders like Lufty and Will and Rosie and Ross, I mean, they're going to be, to me, they're extended coaches. And that's what we're doing. So we're spending a lot of time on our penalty kill. We have a whole new group of penalty killers. So we have to be patient as coaches, and we have to work with them. And we've got to coach them up. And, you know, once we coach them up, then we'll manage them. But I think last couple of years, we've managed them because they knew exactly what was going on day to day.
We'll hear from all of the players. We'll start with the senior class when we come back here to the Sanford Center. The Saratori Spaghetti Dinner on the Beaver Radio Network.
When you're ready to leave your garage like a NASCAR driver, but you can't get your garage door up.
If you can't get it up, call Gaslin. Gaslin Garage Door.
With fully stocked vehicles, they're ready for almost any situation. And that means they can get it up. Call Gaslin Garage Door, and there's a good chance one trip is all they'll need. Call Gaslin Garage Door.
Call 556-1517. Gaslin Garage Door.
Is your power tool not working right? Is your generator not starting? Does your chainsaw, blower, or pressure washer need maintenance? If you're having issues with your gas-powered tools and equipment, or just need something tuned up, let the factory-trained technicians at Acme Tools fix the problem and help you do your best work. Our friendly and efficient staff can service most makes and models of gas-powered equipment. For quality parts and service, see Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Beef before or after this week's BSU Beavers game, get your fill of pizza, pasta, beer, and wings at the Green Mill Restaurant in Bemidji. Or if you'd rather order takeout or delivery, take advantage of the Green Mill's awesome takeout and delivery specials, such as Friday and Saturday's family meal deal or Sunday's large one-topping deep-dish pizza for $14.99. Look for menu details online at greenmill.com and call 218-444-1875 to order your very own Green Mill delivery of the game. Pizza, pasta, beer, and wings. We'll see you at the mill.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
It's every day made better at Hot Spring Hot Tubs in northern Minnesota. Isn't it time to start taking care of you and your health? Get into a saltwater spa and put your body and mind at ease with minimal chemicals and water that is much easier on you without the effects of chlorine. Or get into a sauna and sweat away the bad toxins and fight off those nasty viruses. We have plenty of options, so stop by and see us at Hot Spring Hot Tubs of northern Minnesota. Look for the big duck across from Target.
Bobwell Ford wants to save you money during the deflation sales event going on now. Save $2,000 off any F-150 order or $2,000 off any F-150 on the lot. Plus, an additional $500 with Bobwell Ford financing and another $500 in trade assistance because they want your trade. Find your F-150 on the lot or order one up and save thousands during the deflation sales event going on now at Bobwell Ford, 3010 Bemidji Avenue North.
Don't dream it, drive it, Bobwell Ford.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. Beaver men's hockey team opens up their season Friday night hosting Arizona State. The seniors and fifth-year players up on stage with us right now. Freshmen, I may suggest that you pay attention here a little bit to see how this goes, because before you know it, you're on the hot seat. We'll start down here and get some introductions.
My name is Brad Belisle. I'm from Thunder Bay, Ontario, and my major is English education.
Hi, everyone. My name is Caden Pickering. I'm from Madrid, New York, and I am in the Business Administration Master's Program.
My name is Mike Carr. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. My major is public health.
Hi, my name is Elias Rosen. I'm from Sweden. My major is sports management, my fifth year.
Hi, my name is Ross Armour. I'm from Roslyn, British Columbia, and my major is marketing.
Hi, I'm Will Zamolik from Rochester, Minnesota, and my major is marketing.
My name is Carter Jones. I'm from Spokane, Washington, and my major is finance.
Hi, I'm Kyle Loft. I'm from Mankato, Minnesota, and my major is environmental studies.
Hi, I'm Mitchell Martin. I'm from Toronto, Ontario, and my major is economics.
All right, we will start the questioning here with the captain, Ross Armour. Ross, act like I didn't ask you this at Media Day earlier today, but a lot of people that chose to take the fifth year with COVID, you know, had good reasons. Some people just didn't quite know what they wanted to do yet. Why was the fifth year the right thing for you?
Yeah, I mean, just coming back here and seeing the decor we have, the forwards coming in, and the goalies that we have as well, it just seemed like a no-brainer, and yeah.
What have you seen from this team that gives you a lot of hope for the year?
Like I said, like, we have a very veteran decor, which we'll need throughout the whole year. Then we got those three transfers coming in. They'll help a lot, and our freshmen as well look very good.
Elias,
How comfortable are you with North American hockey after all these years?
Yeah, it's been a while now. It's been like 5 years now, so I'm pretty confident. I can say I know all the details from Tom's place here. So.
You have been a mainstay since you walked on campus. How much more comfortable are you being a minutes munching guy right now?
I would say I'm fairly confident. I'm taking a more defensive role this year, if I feel like. So I'm about to take that side of the ice more than the offensive side. So I'm looking forward to it.
You seem to have a knack of knowing when to jump up into the play. You're going to get burned on occasion. I get that. But how much more relaxed are you in making that decision right now than you were as a freshman and a sophomore?
Yeah, there was probably some situations my freshman year that I probably stepped back a couple times. But right now, I probably know college hockey more than I did back then. And I know how fast it is, and I know what I can do. And I'm just trying to make the right play every time.
Well, being from southern Minnesota, got family that has played elsewhere in this league. I don't even want to mention that school by name, but how much more confident are you that this was the absolute right decision for you?
Looking back, 100%. You know, obviously when I came in my freshman year, I thought it was a perfect fit. You know, got a cabin up in northern Minnesota here too. So, like I said, I came up, just fell in love with everything about it, and perfect fit for me.
You play a lot of minutes too. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Carter, one of you up here does not look like the others. What happened? I suppose I should say for the radio audience, he's got a contraption on his leg.
Just during a scrimmage on Sunday. Just a little knee on knee, but nothing major.
You are from Washington. You played in Trail for junior hockey. Did you play with Ross?
Yeah, my first year.
Ross, did you know that you both were coming here?
No, not until, like, I don't know, when was it? When was it, Jones?
During my second year, I committed here. I knew Ross was coming, so that was definitely a factor.
Good decision. Hilliard, Washington. What part of the state is that?
It's in Spokane. It's just a little railroad town in Spokane where my dad's side of the family is from. So just wanted to put that from where I'm from, just so they could see it.
How similar to Bemidji is it?
In Washington, honestly, winters are kind of the same. Doesn't get as cold for as long as it does here, but
like the entire hockey season cold?
Yeah. Kind of the same, though. Pacific Northwest, a lot of trees, a lot of nature. So, relatively the same.
Kyle, you're from Mankato. Mentioned that goofy game to end last season. Have you ever been a part of anything that goofy?
No.
What was it like playing in your hometown with a history-making game like that?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Obviously, a lot of people I know are there, and fans that are here right now are there. And crazy is the only thing I can say.
It was. Mitchell, you transferred from Canisius. What made BSU intriguing and appealing to you?
I think the culture. I mean, you see the arena and how fortunate we are to have what we have in our facilities, and it's pretty amazing. And then, obviously, the coaching staff, great track record. And then just seeing the D-Corps coming back, the goalies they had, and the transfers coming in. So it's a pretty easy decision for me.
What would you say is your style of game?
I would say I'm definitely a 200-foot player. I like to be in the offensive zone, take care of the defensive zone first, and then just kind of take it from there.
With this coaching staff, you better be a 200-foot player. Just saying. Caden, you transferred from St. Lawrence. Same question. What made BSU intriguing and appealing to you?
I think for me, I really wanted a change of scenery. I'd been in New York for most of my life and hadn't spent much time in Minnesota, so I'm looking forward to seeing what those Minnesota winters are like.
No, you're not.
and getting away from home a little bit.
What kind of a player are you?
I am a hard-nosed forward that likes to forecheck, which goes well with this team, I think.
Yes, it does.
I'd say the same. Try to be a 200-foot guy and just do the right, make the right plays most of the time.
Well, to both of you, welcome to Bemidji. Michael, public health. After what this world has just gone through in the last 3 years, what are you thinking?
How much time you got?
Take it away.
That's pretty much it. It's just been crazy, and you know, hopefully we're most of the way through it now, so just looking back into getting to a little bit of normalcy.
I don't recall too many former Beaver hockey players, at least in my time here, that have been in that career path. What intrigued you about it, and is, you know, do you have anything in mind as far as any specialties or what field you would like to work in?
Yeah, so I grew up, both my parents worked in hospitals when I was growing up. My mom was a nurse for a long time, and my dad was a paramedic too. I just grew up in that kind of environment, so medicine's always been on my mind. And you know, just with our schedule as hockey players, I don't really have a ton of time for that kind of curriculum. And public health just gives me a little bit of, you know, best of both worlds. You know, I took it as kind of just a general science major my freshman year, and then COVID hit, and I was like, well, you know, got kind of lucky there. So it's been fun.
I don't know that I've met too many quote-unquote normal goalies. This group is fairly normal, you and Gavin and Matthias, if I got to say so. But how do the three of you guys get along?
I think we get along really well. I mean, you know, we've been together now for a while, and I think we just kind of, you know, fit well into each other's routines. And, you know, practice is pretty fun, too. You know, we get to have some fun and stop some shots. So,
Brad, who's the better player, your dad or your uncle?
I think you asked me this freshman year too, but
I gotta say my dad. Understandable. Yeah. Uncle working in the NHL isn't a bad gig though.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of time, but I know he loves it, and you know, that's all you can ask for in someone who's working for you. So I know he's good at his job, and I know we're always picking his brain over things and even stupid things, just hanging around the house. So I mean, he loves his job, and we're lucky to have him.
When you've got such family ties to BSU, I think it would be understandable to kind of take it for granted what your experience has been here. But just taking yourself away from all the family ties, what's life been like for you here?
I mean, I can't say enough good things, but like one thing I would really want to mention is just like the leaders we've had as a freshman class growing up. Like we've been learning our freshman year, sophomore year, junior year. We've had guys like Tommy Muck, Adam Brady, Hampus Sjödahl. Then we got guys like Samosin, Owen. We're always learning from those guys the whole time we were here. And now it's kind of our turn to teach these young guys and relay some messages we learned from them. And I know the guys we picked as captains are going to do that, and we're also responsible for that. So I think we're all excited to do that for these young guys.
Okay, I do have one more question for you, Ross. Our trivia questions this morning in the morning, or all week on the morning show, have been about Beaver hockey, and the question today was about Leo and Jerry and Miles Fitzgerald and what movie they were in when they were kids. It was Baby Geniuses. Which player, current or past, that you have played with for the Beavers would be the best in Hollywood?
Matthias Scholl.
Why?
He's just an outrageous human being sometimes. So.
Outrageous human being.
Sometimes.
It's exactly what we look for in a teammate, isn't it? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, your senior class for the Beavers. We will take a break, come back with the junior class. When we come back, it's the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner on the Beaver Radio Network.
The GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications delivers the fastest, most reliable internet you can get. Upgrade to the secure fiber optic speed you need.
fiber-powered internet with GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi. Lets you stream HD video in one room, download an album in another, Snapchat in here, or dominate the latest game in here all at once. That's the fast, reliable power of fiber. Get in the GigaZone. Featuring GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi. Contact Paul Bunyan Communications today.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. This is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Alan Zutz, a financial advisor with Thrivent, and we're here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the next steps for your unique situation. Call Alan, Sandra, or Rice at 218-444-0202 to get started. That's Alan Zutz, Thrivent Financial, 218-444-0202.
The key to success is a solid game plan and commitment to the fundamentals. Otter Tail Power Company recognizes Bemidji State University men's and women's athletics for teamwork and dedication throughout the season and wishes you the best as you take it to the next level. Otter Tail Power Company encourages you to keep the energy going, Beavers. Best wishes for a memorable season of Bemidji State University sports. Go Beavers!
Here in the Beaver Radio Network, Beaver men's hockey will open up the season Friday and Saturday, hosting Arizona State here at the Sanford Center. Our junior class now joining us up on stage. Time for some introductions.
My name is Gavin Enright. I'm from Farmington, Minnesota, and my major is exercise science.
Hello. I'm Eric Martin. I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and my major is also exercise science.
Hi, my name is Austin Jopie. I'm from Duluth, Minnesota, and I am also an exercise science major.
Hi, my name is Jackson Judding. I'm from Prior Lake, Minnesota, and I'm an entrepreneurship major.
My name is Aaron Myers. I'm from Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and I'm a finance major.
My name is Jack Powell. I'm from Alexandria, Minnesota, and I'm also an exercise science major.
Jack, why are you sitting over there and not over there with the other three?
3 + 3 = 6.
Gotcha.
Science.
Let's start with Gavin. I asked a question about goalies before. Who's the weirdest goalie you've ever been a teammate with?
I had a teammate that I played in juniors with. I forget what country he was from, but his nickname was Pav, and he was a strange cat. Very, very strange cat.
And I should clarify, I mean, I'm not saying that goalies are goofy in a weird way or a bad way. It's just, you're standing in front of a puck. It's not a natural thing.
Yeah, yeah. We get a bad rap, but, you know, we're normal people sometimes.
Well, let me see your socks.
This is my dog, Shadow. So my mom gave me these for Christmas.
And what's on yours? Well, man, all three of them have weird socks on.
I got the lightning bolt socks.
Bright red.
Yeah.
And what's
on
yours?
Flash.
I'm wearing Beavis and Butthead socks. Yeah.
I think all three of you have been hit in the head too many times by a puck. Wow. Jackson, you are transferring in from Colorado College. Colorado Springs, to me, is one of the most beautiful cities there can be on the planet, and it snows there, and it melts in 2 days, which I love. Not so much a fan of it sticking around forever, but what was intriguing to you about BSU?
I think the coaching staff has a great track record, like the other transfer guys were saying. So going into a culture like this is obviously good. And then I talked to some of the guys on the team that I've known from Minnesota, and they love it here. So I jumped on that opportunity.
Troy Judding, former coach at Mankato, is your uncle, correct?
Yes.
He and Tom Cerutori are good buddies.
Yes.
I've been told that as soon as the clock hits zero, Troy would immediately run down the hallway, run outside, and light up a cigarette.
I have heard that, yes.
I wouldn't suggest that as a player. What was it like growing up with a hockey coach in the family?
It was obviously awesome. He got me into the game, going to those games every weekend, and kind of having that become my dream growing up was super cool, and then finally getting to live that out, and then playing them again against them this year will obviously be fun. So yeah, it started my love of hockey, so I can't thank him enough for that, and now being in this position is awesome.
What kind of player are you?
I like to think of myself as a 200-foot centerman that likes to get physical on pucks and make as many plays as I can and hopefully put the puck in the back of the net.
This team could use some of that this year. Aaron from Thief River Falls, kind of in no man's land there a little bit as far as North Dakota fans and Beaver fans, but what's been the best part about being here for you?
You know, it's a lot of fun just hanging around with the guys. You know, like that's something that's going to be with you for the rest of your life, and those will be some of your best memories. But obviously it's nice to live close to home and have my family come watch when they can too.
Jack, being from Alexandria, Dave Dieterding country, whole table of Dieterding backers over there. How much of that led you to wanting to come here? Just the fact that there was a guy that played here and was so good.
Yeah, and my head coach in high school, Ian Rush, also came here. And then going into juniors, you know, talking with the coaching staff, I knew the second once I walked in here and had a little conversation, this is where I wanted to be.
To any of you, favorite road trip?
Bowling Green.
Really?
Yeah, because they got a Tim Hortons there, so it reminds me of Canada.
We had one here, and obviously you didn't go there enough because they had to close.
Whoa, that was before my time. That was before my time.
Anybody else have a favorite road trip?
Our freshman year, we went to Lake State and then to Bowling Green, but we made it all in one trip, so everyone got to go, and it was just 2 weeks of being with everyone and coaching staff and the players, and it was just a good time then too, just to be close quarters with everyone, get to know everyone, and have a good time.
It was right in the midst of COVID, and that's your favorite road trip? I spent the entire week in Sault Ste. Marie. Nothing was open. It was not a fun trip whatsoever.
No. Everything was gray there as well. So,
Who's the goofiest teammate? Jack, you got a mic.
It's between Gavin and Matthias.
Two goalies. All right, to all of the exercise science majors. You wouldn't just randomly rotate through who goes to class on Monday and somebody else on Tuesday and somebody else on Wednesday now, would you?
No.
Good answer. Ladies and gentlemen, your junior class. We will take a break, come back with the sophomores when we come back to Cerutori Spaghetti Dinner here from the Sanford Center on the Beaver Radio Network.
River City's weather. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 52. West winds at around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Highs around 69. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 38. Overcast. And that's your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford. Get the latest weather updates online at minnesotadailyweather.com. Right now, it's 66.
Marketplace Foods. This is Jody from Marketplace Foods. Not only can you save on groceries each and every day, but with the Shell Fuel Rewards program, you can save 5 cents on every gallon of gas when you fuel up at Marketplace. Your 5 cents a gallon reward is available on any fuel grade, including Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We also have Bemidji's only Tesla charging station. Savings every day in every way at your 100% employee-owned Marketplace Foods.
When you don't have time to go to lunch, let Jimmy John's deliver lunch to you. With Jimmy John's, we can get a freaky fresh sandwich to you freaky fast. Click to order at jimmyjohns.com.
At Jimmy John's, we want your sandwich to arrive freaky fast, so it's freaky fresh. So we only deliver within 5 minutes of our stores and not farther. Click to order at jimmyjohns.com. 5 minutes is not a guaranteed delivery time. Actual delivery times will vary.
Hi, Dan the GM man.
And Sam the Chevy man.
We are here to let you know that Donlinger Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bemidji has been awarded Business of the Year by the Bemidji Chamber.
Also, we have received the Director's Choice Award from the Bemidji United Way.
We would like to thank all of our loyal customers and partners who support us and our community. Remember, Donlinger Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bemidji for all your automotive needs.
Chevy, find new roads. Donlinger Chevrolet
Buick. Whether your team is champions of the universe or can't tackle their way out of a paper bag, Lakeview Liquor and First City Liquor of Bemidji have the refreshments you need to keep cheering them on. Stock up with Bemidji's largest selection of off-sale wine, liquor, and beer at Lakeview Liquor on Lake Bemidji South Shore and First City Liquor on Paul Bunyan Drive Northwest. Text CHEERS to 218-444-1037. That's CHEERS to 218-444-1037. And great deals are just a text away. First City Liquor and Lakeview Liquor of Bemidji.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. Biss and I will be in the booth Friday and Saturday for Beavers and Arizona State. Coming up this weekend here at the Sanford Center. We've been broadcasting this event for, I don't know, 7-8 years now, and I will never forget the look on my face when Tom says, "Schultzy, can you broadcast the spaghetti dinner?" And I said, "You want us to broadcast people eating pasta?" The night has morphed into what you have here tonight. And the sophomore is now joining us up here on stage. Start with introductions.
Hello, my name is Tony Fulmer. I'm from O'Fallon, Missouri, and I'm majoring in business.
My name is Yuri Väisänen. I'm from Espoo, Finland, and I'm majoring in business.
My name is Dante Lawson. I'm from Taconite, Minnesota, and I'm majoring in criminal justice.
My name is Matthias Scholl. I'm from Hermosa Beach, California, and I'm majoring in marketing communications.
I'm Alexander Landman. I'm from Norrköping, Sweden. I'm majoring in finance.
Hello, I'm Jacob Lewandowski. I'm from Toruń in Poland, and my major is business.
Hi, I'm Will Magnuson from Chaska, Minnesota, and my major is business.
Tony, O'Fallon, Missouri, where exactly is that?
It's like 30 minutes west of St. Louis.
Big hockey part of the country. what intrigued you about BSU?
Probably just the coaching staff and like the environment they like put off to me. But when we were like kind of choosing colleges, it was kind of a weird time for us. So we kind of had FaceTimes with the coaches and like video, I guess a video tour of the whole school. So for me, probably just watching games back and how they played, I think really fit my game. So
let's rewind here for a moment. I need to wrap my head around this. You made a life-changing decision off of a video tour of campus?
We couldn't visit. They wouldn't let it happen.
Understandable. Were all of you that way? None of you were on... Oh. All right, Dante, at least you're from around here. He got to come. Coach grew up just down the block from him, but he got to come and visit the campus.
We don't really interact with Coleraine people from Tech. Just... Sorry, Coach.
We're dropping the gloves early this year. I will never forget the first baseball game I umpired in Taconite, or actually Marble. The one foul pole says Taconite, and the other one says, does it say Greenway? Yeah. And I looked at it, and I'm like, Taco Night. Now I'm hungry for tacos.
You won't find those anywhere
near there. Dante, I think a lot of people remember you for your high school state tournament run. What was that like, and what was the aftermath of that like, and kind of having to wait to play here?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I feel like Bemidji is kind of similar to Greenway in a sense where, like, all the fans and, like, the community is all, like, tight together, and they'll travel all over the country to watch you. And when we were down at the state tournament, I didn't know there was that many people from our community that could come out there, and the whole section was filled with green, the whole arena, basically, and that's how it kind of is here. Just the culture is unbelievable.
You're an undersized guy. How do you make up for that in other ways to be successful?
Just think with my head and just try to use my feet as much as I can. And when the time comes, if I need to put my body on someone, I will.
Matias, we've asked the other two goalies this question. Who's the goofiest goalie you ever were a teammate with?
Probably Gavin.
Why goalie?
What's that?
Why goalie? Only one of you can play at a time.
Yeah. Well, actually, my grandfather started the Shoal goalie line, and then my dad, he also played goalie. My brother's a goalie, and I actually have a cousin who also plays goalie. So
you had no choice?
Basically.
Understandable. This is the foreign exchange student class with Finland, Sweden, and Poland. How tight are the three of you off the ice just because of you're not from North America?
Yeah, I think we're pretty tight because we just talk about, you know, European things.
Like what?
No, I don't know. We just... some of us struggle with English, so we kind of talk to each other.
Actually, I thought the three of you were, you know, last year with some COVID restrictions yet. I didn't get a chance to meet any of you guys before I interviewed you, and I felt horrible for it. And actually, I thought all three of you spoke fairly decent English. Is that a struggle for all three of you yet?
I mean, we're getting better in school every day. Sometimes we don't understand your question, but we can find a way to, like, answer that.
Is it a struggle?
Not really for me, but maybe more over there, honestly.
Maybe more over there. Yeah. Yuri, you played in Amarillo in Texas. Texas and Bemidji are two opposite ends of the world. What was that transition like?
Well, I mean, the weather's a little warmer in Texas, that's for sure. We got to play golf year-round over there. Not really the case over here.
There's a mini golf course over there. I think we could play in January.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it's... we'll see, but... Yeah, it's been really nice to play in front of fans that really, really know the game. You know, that wasn't really the case in Amarillo, since, you know, it's not really that big of a hockey place, but it's been really nice over here. I love the community and all the boys on the team.
Jakub, you are from Poland. You played in the Czech Republic for juniors, and you two had a video tour. That is incredibly gutsy. What intrigued you? What made you say, this is what I'm going to do?
I mean, I wanted always like try the U.S. hockey. So I always like dreamed about NHL and this leagues here. So I get a chance and I'm here playing for Beavers.
Lundy, being from Sweden, what was your recruiting story like?
Yeah, I think the coaches reached out to me, and also Rosie kind of got me to come here too. So, yeah.
At least you have someone who you can speak the language to.
Yeah, exactly. That's really nice. Have someone to understand me.
What was any one of you favorite road trip from last year?
I think it's Arizona for all of us over here, at least.
That was a good one. You guys in full agreement?
Yeah, Arizona was nice.
I had always said that I was going to retire in Colorado Springs because they do still get some snow. But after being in Phoenix last year, I'm like, why do I ever want to shovel snow again? That was a good road trip. Who current captains do you lean on the most? Dante.
I would have to say probably Ross, because he's one of the forwards and he's been here 5 years now and he knows what he's talking about and he's had great success here, so I just try to follow him.
For any of you, who's the non-captain that you lean on the most?
I guess my goalie partners, probably.
That works.
For me.
That works.
It's a goalie union, so I like to communicate a lot with them. So my goalie partners for me.
All three of you played last year. I don't know if there's too many colleges that can say they had all three goalies play in a year and they're all back. What's that like? All three of you want to play. All three of you did.
Yeah.
And all three of you are now back.
Right. Yeah, obviously there's only one goal you can be in the net, but it's just a compete every single day. It's a battle every single day in practice. You never want to be complacent with your game. You can always get better, and you know, each day you try and battle and outwork the other guy, and I'm sure they're doing the same thing. So,
who's got the best shot on this team? Probably, who scores the most against you in practice?
I'd like to say no one, but I think 16 Weissman's got a pretty good shot. So is Jetting too. So there's a lot of good releases on the team, though.
Let's hope they can find the back of the net come game time on Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, your sophomore class. The freshmen get thrown into the fire next. It's the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network.
When you're ready to leave your garage like a NASCAR driver, but you can't get your garage door up.
If you can't get it up, call Gaslin. Gaslin Garage Door.
With fully stocked vehicles, they're ready for almost any situation. And that means they can get it up. Call Gaslin Garage Door, and there's a good chance one trip is all they'll need. Call Gaslin Garage Door.
Call 556-1517. Gaslin Garage Door.
Is your power tool not working right? Is your generator not starting? Does your chainsaw, blower, or pressure washer need maintenance? If you're having issues with your gas-powered tools and equipment, or just need something tuned up, let the factory-trained technicians at Acme Tools fix the problem and help you do your best work. Our friendly and efficient staff can service most makes and models of gas-powered equipment. For quality parts and service, see Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Before or after this week's BSU Beavers game, get your fill of pizza, pasta, beer, and wings at the Green Mill Restaurant in Bemidji. Or if you'd rather order takeout or delivery, take advantage of the Green Mill's awesome takeout and delivery specials, such as Friday and Saturday's family meal deal, or Sunday's large one-topping deep dish pizza for $14.99. Look for menu details online at greenmill.com and call 218-444-1875 to order your very own Green Mill delivery of the game. Pizza, pasta, beer, and wings will see you at the mill.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
River City's weather. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered showers.
Lows level off around.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Scattered showers again tomorrow.
It is going to be a busy, busy week on campus. Volleyball plays at home. Soccer plays at home. Football's at home. It's Hall of Fame weekend. The football game is also the Shrine game. And women's hockey is on the road this weekend. Busy weekend on campus. Time for the freshmen to get thrown to the fire. And I have to say, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, you guys all failed. You needed me to come on and tell you to come up on stage. These guys figured it out on their own. Start right here with introductions.
My name is Adam Flamang.
Tough start. Hi, I'm Adam Flamang. I'm from St. Michael, Minnesota, and my major is finance.
Hi, I'm Mitchell Wolf. I'm from Andover, Minnesota, and I'm undecided.
Hi, my name is Kirk Lanari from Bismarck, North Dakota, and my major is exercise science.
Hi, I'm Patrick Satosari from Jyväskylä, Finland, and my major is sport management.
Hi, my name is Leighton Rode. I'm from Wiper Lake, Minnesota, and I'm currently undecided.
Hello, I'm Vince Corcoran from Plainfield, Illinois, and I am a accounting major.
My name is Logan Atchison. I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, and I'm majoring in business.
Mitch, being from Andover, you obviously know of Bemidji and know Bemidji State. What made it feel like the right fit for you?
I think being from Minnesota, I always just want to go to Minnesota school. And, I mean, meeting the coaches and seeing what they're like and the facilities here is a no-brainer for me.
Adam, being from St. Michael, how about you?
Yeah, kind of the same as Mitch. I love the coaching staff, the facilities, the smaller school. Everything about it I loved.
Kirkland, being from Bismarck, I guess I'll forgive you. If you wanted to play for that other green team, what made this green the right green for you?
Obviously, the coaches and the facilities are what pushed me over the edge, but I love the small aspect of the school and then being on the water.
Leighton from White Bear Lake, how about you?
Like the other guy said, the coaches and just the environment up here. I've always loved northern Minnesota. I got a cabin up here, so I think it was a perfect fit for me.
How much does the past couple of years' success play into your decision?
I think it's a big part. I feel like I always wanted to go to Minnesota school, and then obviously meeting the coaches and taking a visit here. I think it was a pretty easy decision from there.
Logan, Edmonton, Alberta. There's been a lot of Edmonton and Alberta kids that have come here and been really, really good. Do you know the history of some of those guys, and did that have any influence whatsoever on your decision?
No, I'm not too sure of any of the players that played here from Edmonton.
What do you like most about Bemidji, Bemidji State?
I think just the passion for the game here is very similar to Canada, and it's really nice. Like, you know, northern Minnesota, you know, hockey's right up there with football, and it's pretty cool.
Vince, Plainfield, Illinois, where is that?
Southwest suburbs of Chicago.
Okay. Blackhawks are king. How much has their resurgence led to your love of the game?
I mean, growing up, they won three cups in 5 years, so I don't know how many cups the Minnesota Wild have won since then, but...
That's a sore subject around here. You just be careful. Patrick, I cannot even pronounce your hometown in Finland. First off, what do they call those two little dots over the A?
What are they called?
Yeah.
Like, do you want me to...
What is that punctuation called? Because I can never remember it.
It's A... Like, Jyväskylä.
Gotcha. Not really. What made you want to come to the States and play Division I college hockey?
I think just to get the college experience. And, you know, coaches made me feel welcome ever since they reached out to me and stuff. So that's it.
With so many other Europeans on this roster, does it make you more comfortable making this decision?
Yeah, for sure. And especially having another Finn here in Jerry made that decision easier for me.
The game is played different. What about the American style and the North American style, I should say, do you think translates the best to your game?
Probably the speed of the game. I'd say I'm a fairly skilled player, so hopefully I can keep up with the fast pace here.
Tom, fairly skilled? You're going to recruit fairly skilled? what's been the biggest transition to moving away from home and everything that you've had to endure here for the last couple of months?
The language, of course. You know, not being able to speak my native tongue really with anyone else other than Jerry on occasions, but... Yeah, just getting used to speaking English every day, so that's maybe been the biggest difference.
If my memory serves me correctly, all freshmen have to live on campus. Any guys living together or all separate?
Yeah, me and Logan are living together. Vinny's by himself. Wolfie and Rhodey are together, and then Kirk and Patty.
Is that by design that they... put hockey players with other hockey players, or is it just kind of how it happened?
No, Coach Wentz helped us all out with that.
Who is the slob, for lack of a better term, of the seven of you? Just the room is never clean. Nobody going to volunteer that?
Atch is really clean, so I got a good roommate.
Is he clean? Neat?
He's pretty clean.
All right.
Like, I've seen cleaner, but yeah, I've definitely seen worse.
How many hours a day do you guys spend in this building?
Probably 4 to 6 hours spent on the day. We get here usually around 12, and then I guess, yeah, maybe not. Probably 4 or 5, leaving around 4 or 5 o'clock.
Kirkland, what's been the biggest challenge to college hockey from juniors and what you've played your whole life?
I think the pressure and the physicality of the game. These guys are obviously a lot stronger playing against men,
But I think the speed's pretty similar, but I think just the pressure and the physicality.
You guys are lucky. We're already over time. I can't ask any more cleaning questions or geography questions or anything else out of you. The Beavers will open up the season Friday evening against Arizona State. Our Budweiser pregame show will begin 30 minutes prior to face-off all season long. Again, Biss and I with the call this weekend. Women's hockey also in action this weekend there at Minnesota. Kelly will be down there, and we'll also have Beaver soccer and Beaver football for you this weekend here on the Beaver Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for this year's Bemidji State Beavers.